Liberal Democrats received £100,000 from puberty blocking drugs company. By Victoria Friedman on December 10, 2019. The Liberal Democrats have received £100,000 in donations from Ferring Pharmaceuticals, a Swiss company that produces triptorelin, a puberty-blocking drug given to children. The Times uncovered the donation on the Electoral Commission's website, showing that the Liberal Democrats had received the amount on November 22. The revelation comes after the Progressive Party revealed a radical program to degender schools, allow people to change their sex without thorough medical and legal process, and introduce an X-gender option on British passports. Last week, party lady Jo Swinson came out in support of the policies, which she said would ensure a brighter future for everyone. Under its section entitled, Demand Equality, the manifesto states the party aims for a complete reform of the Gender Recognition Act to remove the requirement for medical reports, scrap the fee and recognize non-binary gender identities. They also hope to introduce an X-gender option on passports and extend equality law to cover gender identity and expression and require schools to introduce gender-neutral uniform policies and break down outdated perceptions of gender appropriateness of certain subjects. Feminists and other activists who advocate for women-only domains, like changing rooms, swimming areas, and sports teams, to be the preserved privilege of biological women have misgivings over the Conservative government's review of the Gender Recognition Act. An overhaul of the law could make it as simple as a man declaring himself a woman to access those protected female spaces. The Liberal Democrats' plans would make those reforms a certainty. Campaigners and parents also express concern over the increasing transgender activism finding its way into schools' curriculum and the growing trend of children claiming to be the opposite sex. Nicola Williams from the campaign group Fair Play for Women told The Times, "Under Jo Swinson, the Lib Dems now have the most extreme trans ideological position at a time when the other main parties are pausing to consider the impact on women and children." A medical professional who had worked with children with gender dysphoria also expressed his concern over the Lib Dems' plan. Marcus Evans, formerly of the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust, which manages England's only government-run gender identity clinic for children, said the revelation of the £100,000 donation was worrying. Mr. Evans had resigned as governor of the Tavistock Trust in February after a damning internal report revealed that the flagship child sex change clinic was fast-tracking minors into changing their genders as a result of pressure from vocal transgender lobbies. The Trust's Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, reportedly dismissed concerns from its own medical professionals that it was not fit for purpose.